Hello.
Hi, this is Bill.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Bill, this is Arthur from Orbit Design Agency. We had a call scheduled for, I believe, for my time.
Yep. Did Unfortunately, we got called out on a job.
Oh, my God.
And we just got back a few minutes ago, and I got him sitting here right here waiting for it.
That's great. That's awesome. Well, love to have a word with him. What's his name?
His name's Jesse.
Hello.
Jesse. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Glad to hear that. That's awesome. Well, there's a couple of things that we actually wanted to have a word with you about, especially as far as the SEO campaign goes. I believe I actually sent your dad an email with regards to an SEO campaign and how it can really benefit you. Did you get a chance to have a go through?
Can you go get the paperwork?
No, I have not.
It's on my desk on the left-hand side. No, in my room. On my desk. He's going to go get the paperwork. Go ahead and start explaining it.
That's fine. I'll just send the email over to you. But before I do that, I would like to start off by explaining how the campaign works and how it can really be beneficial to you. So if you allow me, you can go ahead with that. Okay, great. So to start off with this, Jesse, I'm going to go straight into the idea behind and the process of SEO and how it can really help you. So to begin with that, SEO is the process through which you actually start off ranking your website within a search engine. Now, in order to actually do that, there's two different parts of an SEO project. It's known as search engine optimization. So it is really broken down into two different elements that actually happen on a website and the second element that actually happens off of the website. So that's how the word on-page and off-page really came into play. And in on-page, I'm going to go over the features first, and then we'll go into how the campaign can really benefit you. What happens is, when it comes down to the on-page, we look at the website from an SEO standpoint, meaning that we try to understand how the website will respond to a search engine, such as a website that you have at the moment, which is BS Plumbing, and the way it will interact with the search engine. So once that really happens, we tend to identify and outline all the possible elements within the website that can be fixed in order to actually make a website search engine friendly. So that's number one. And number two, I hope you're following me on this.
I'm trying.
Okay, great, perfect. I'll get down into the rest. So now then comes the time where you then eventually start to focus on, once the on-page is really fixed, you then focus on getting the off-page of the website, which is the process of link building done, and eventually allow you to have the website become more authoritative within the search engine. So, since our search engine, such as Google, every time you make a search, let's make this easy. Every time you make a search on Google, there's multiple results that actually show up. The first few amongst them are the ads, and the ones underneath are the ones that are the possible results that you're looking for. So the results that you're looking for are known as organic results that eventually show up in a bunch of websites. Mm-hmm. Just how top 10 websites you see on the first page of Google. And that's really where the SEO process takes about 3 to 6 months that eventually allows you to rank on the important keywords that are important for your business. So to give you an idea, if someone is searching for a keyword such as a plumber near me, and if they're searching for that within your area, you are more likely to show up on the first position or the first page. Now, once that really happens, you are then eventually able to drive a good amount of traffic to the website by looking at the number of visitors that are actually supposedly present on the keyword. So to give you an example, let's say the keyword itself, plumbing near me. Now, that is an important keyword to your business. Isn't that the right keyword?
Plumbing is a popular keyword, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when it comes down to that, when people, because it's going to be one of the services that you offer, once you have yourself ranked on that keyword by working hard through search engine optimization, by doing the entire campaign for which I actually have a team, once you do that, within a matter of 3 months, your website starts to show up on these important keywords, which then eventually leads to more and more business. how does it exactly require get you business, and how does it really help you? And what's so constant about this, which will eventually help you get business? I'll get down into that. So what happens is we identify the keyword by identifying its search volume. So every keyword on Google actually has a search volume. So for a plumber near me, a potential monthly search volume could look like somewhere between 6,000 to 7,000 searches per month. That's the average number of that's an average monthly search volume of a single keyword. So now what happens is you've identified that as an important keyword. Now in order to rank for it, you have to get down into understanding how the on-page of that works. So the simplest technique to go about this, which we figured out and we've been doing in the past for more than over 200 clients at this point, is that we identify who our top 10 competitors are at the moment. So within your region, I'm going to do a quick search that will allow me to identify all of your top 10 competitors and what are they doing best that eventually gets them to rank on the first page. Once I've identified that, I create a strategy that is going to be utilized for your website. So once that's through, I will then, in a matter of 2 to 3 months, because it's an organic process, rather than actually having to spend on ads, ads are obviously the fastest way to get to the first page, but once you know the results, once the clicks are done, which is the model of Google Ads, your budget is exhausted. But with SEO, your results tend to stay continuous. It's just a matter of time, which is roughly between 3 to 6 months, until you get there, and you stay there until another competitor really beats you. So that's how all of that works. Now, I know that this may be a lot, but I would like to help you out within this, and I'd obviously love to raise your awareness as far as that is concerned. So do you start by asking questions if you have any.
No, I understand how it works.
Okay, that's great. Well, as long as that's there, what we will do, I would like to get down into the things that we're going to do for you and how is it really going to be beneficial. So if you allow me, I can get down into that.
Sure.
Okay, great. So when it comes down to the rest, what we do is initially an SEO campaign, the way our work ethic works, especially as far as an SEO campaign goes, we start off by conducting an audit of the initial website. So once an initial audit is conducted, we identify all of the weak points and all of the strategies that can really be fixed beforehand, and once that's done, we share that report with you along with a keyword research report. The keyword research report and the audit report both outline an entire plan for the SEO campaign that will be continued for the 6 months process. So once if I were to talk about keywords, I'm going to break down all of your services, such as let's say, fix a sink. That's an important keyword. Fix my sink. How do I fix my sink? Where do I get someone to fix my sink? Or let's say plumbing services near me. Where can I find a plumber? Now, these are important sets of keywords that actually have a constant monthly search volume that is figured out from Google's very own tool. Now, once you've figured out the search volume of all of those keywords, and once you've identified that, this is the average monthly traffic that I can potentially make, the team that I actually have in-house gets down to start working on the on-page aspect of the website, which means improving the website from within, and then eventually starts raising authority within the search engine by getting down to creating the off-page activity. Off-page activity could look something like this. If you want more and more business coming in from different websites, such as Yelp, I'm pretty sure you've heard of Yelp, and a lot of plumbers use it. Have you?
Yeah, we've heard of Yelp. Not a fan.
That's all right. But it does allow more.
I'll give you the short version of why we're not a fan of Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
There is another Bees Plumbing in Maryland.
Okay.
That, to be nice, we'll say doesn't have as good of a rapport with their customers as we do. We had a customer of this other Bees Plumbing trying to put a review on Yelp, a very, very scathing review on Yelp of this other company, and they ended up putting it under our profile.
Mm-hmm.
When we contacted Yelp to try and get it removed, they pretty much told us, tough shit, we're not taking it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we researched it, that particular customer lived in Maryland. We don't service Maryland, so there's no way that it was, our customer, and Yelp could care less. Anyway, go ahead. That just, Kind of triggered me a little bit there for a minute.
That's all right, but I'll explain why that is also something that how you could really counter that. Because what happens is when someone's putting up a review on Yelp or Google My Business or all of these different platforms where you've actually had yourself published, ORM, which is known as online reputation management, really comes into play, where we actually work towards fighting all of those reviews, and that's something that is a part of the SEO campaign that allows you to maintain the reputation of your business without actually being hurt. Because what happens is a lot of competitors, once they see that someone's going up, they don't really want that to happen, and that's why they tend to put up reviews. It must have been some of any of your competitors. What do you say?
Yeah, that's possible.
Mm-hmm. No, that's always a possibility. But anyways, that's something that we also help with, and that's something that we've done for a lot of businesses. But anyways, my point was that similar to how Yelp works, there's like tons of websites. There are about more than over 200 U.S.-based listing websites where your business is listed just so you can get more and more exposure coming in from these platforms. Now, these platforms have more than over a million visitors per month, which means when they're searching for, and all of these visitors are coming all across the U.S., which means that, all of these people are searching for you from a localized region, and that also helps you in the branding aspect of this. If I were to search for a plumber near me, and if I see you constantly, do I have an option of not going with you?
I mean, you do, but, it's just like when you think of a cheeseburger, first company you think of is McDonald's.
Exactly. So you have that
same idea.
Exactly. And that's how you build authority within your line of business, because you're showing up more often than any of your other competitors by setting yourself apart by doing your SEO strong. If your campaign is strong enough and it's generating good results, that's the way it works. The branding aspect of this is also very beneficial, but also at the same time, you're driving constant traffic. By the way, I would like you to know the other benefits of, let's say you're not doing SEO after 6 months. The results stay constant. You don't have to spend, just like how PPC works. Are you familiar with Google Ads?
No.
That's fine. I'll explain.
Never used them.
So whenever you're searching for a keyword, let's say if you want to buy a watch online, and if you're searching for a keyword such as black watch, where can I find a black watch? There's a highly likely chance that there's an ad showing up first, and then after the first three listings comes the organic results. So you're probably going to be spending on PPC ads, because that's what a lot of plumbers and a lot of electricians tend to do initially, and when they do that, they're spending to gain customers. There's a cost associated to every click that's actually happening. With SEO, you are evading that cost. You aren't really spending on advertising campaign that's going to finish as soon as enough customers have potentially clicked on your website. And there's a high chance that they might not convert, considering that it's an ad only. And if they're only, let's say, looking for that service, if they want that done, that's when it's most beneficial. But once the budget is exhausted, you have to keep up recouping all of that campaign. And a lot of people spend about $3,000 to $4,000 a month just trying to acquire more and more customers coming in through that. But guess what? That's something that SEO can evade, because all of those results, all of that traffic is coming in at an organic or in an organic way. So now people are searching for you. You're up there on the first page. And eventually, once we figure out an entire search volume, now the search volume that I can commit to you is somewhere between 30,000 to 40,000 visitors that are potentially searching for those keywords. Now, out of that, if you maintain a 1% conversion rate of all of the potential visitors that are searching for those keywords, imagine how many conversions you can potentially make out of that. So that's exactly
right.
The problem with SEO.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because again, when it comes down to the scalability of your business, if you want to scale, especially when it comes down to your digital presence and really maintain that in front of a lot of people, you got to help them make that buying decision. And when you're helping them doing that by really facilitating yourself to be up on the first page of Google, you're eventually going to make more and more business and also acquire bigger contracts. Because on Google, there's not a set of people that are searching for you. It's everyone searching for the service they may need. Now, there may be recurring customers. There may be commercial customers. There may be residential customers. All of that mix and match, and you have the ability to acquire bigger and bigger contracts. So that's the benefit of this, and, you know, it also helps that, you know, when people start searching for you, you can have more and more reviews put up to show the reputation of your business and why is it that they should really sign up with you than any other competitor. So that's something that we all, you know, that all of that really falls in the SEO campaign, and all of that can really help you at a maximum level. Now, the email that I shared with your dad was on plumbing at comcast.net, bsplumbing@comcast.net, in which I explained the entirety of how the campaign really works, and I also shared the pricing too with him. Now, you know, do you have any questions so far before I get down to the rest?
No, not so far.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the paperwork. I got didn't show me anything about these plumbing, and he gave it to me for somebody else.
No, he's saying he sent it to you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He sent it to that email.
This is the one I'm aware of.
No, that makes sense. But anyways, I wanted to let you know that, you know, your dad
You sent me a thing that says best product or bestchoiceproducts.com.
It's samples. He sent you samples.
Right.
For examples.
He sent
samples? Yeah. You sent me examples.
That's right. I also sent you a couple of case studies that we did for our clients, which I updated you with. These are my successful case studies, by the way. These are about, you know, there's enough customers and enough keywords that we've done for a lot of clients, including, you know, a lot that are on, as a part of e-commerce, as a part of the ones that people are searching for nearby them. So that's something, you know, if I were to give you an example, if you were to look at Joy Organics, which is one of the, you know, top brands when it comes down to CBD, they're also ranking for the keywords organic CBD near me, which has a monthly search volume of 3,600, and out of which there's usually a conversion rate of about 15%, which means that they're making, you know, right now at this point, they're probably making about $100,000 flowing in directly from the search engine itself. But if you have enough queries, you would never really have to worry about acquiring more and more customers, and that's the best part about this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, as long as all of that, I hope all of that made sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I understood it.
That's great. That's great. Well, would you like me to get down into the pricing of how the SEO campaign works?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Well, usually what happens is, especially when the next question that I usually get is, how much does it cost, and you know, what does the pricing really look like on this? So usually what happens is, on a monthly scale, nationally, almost every search engine optimization agency or company is usually looking at doing the SEO campaign for about $2,000 per month. That's something, that's the rough charge that they usually make as far as the monthly process really goes. And top-notch agencies go from somewhere between $5,000 to $7,000 for on a monthly retainer. But that's something that we do not do because we understand that we are working with a usually sometimes a startup or a small business that doesn't really have enough to spare but also needs quick and efficient results. Now, in a case like that, what we've done is we have our introductory prices that are a lot much more efficient and a lot much more affordable for small businesses that allows them to keep up with the entirety of its you know, the search engine campaign, and also at the same time show them the potential before actually having them on board for a much larger campaign. So as long as – because the whole idea behind this is that within a matter of 3 months, I will be able to prove my results to you, and once you're happy with that, you see the traffic coming in, you see the flow of the customers and inquiries coming into your inbox, I know for a fact that you will be happy to upgrade and increase the value of SEO and the overall campaign too. So when it comes down to that, a six-month campaign on a flat rate, usually within the market, would go somewhere between $10,000 to $15,000 nationwide, but we, as a matter of fact, keep our costs efficient by utilizing resources and in a much more different way, and also at the same time help you acquire organic traffic in less than $2,500. Does that make sense?
So $2,500 for 3 months or 6 months?
6 months.
Now that's
$2,500 a month for 6 months or $2,500 for 6 months?
For 6 months, because I want to show you the results first. I want to show you, and this is how I keep my costs minimal too, so that I maintain a very small margin to begin with at first, and then once you see the results for yourself, once you're happy with the campaign, in just a matter of 6 months, you'll be more than happy to go on a retainer of a $2,000 retainer. That's the thing. And there's no, you know, there's no agreement that's going to be signed that, you know, you're going to have to pay $2,000. If you're happy with the current results, if you want to stick with that, that's how much the retainer would be, but for a little bit of a price increase. Now, does that make sense?
Sorry, I got a little distracted there on that second part. So, $2,500 for the first 6 months. What is it after that?
After that, if you're happy with the progress, and if you would, let's say, want to upgrade the package, there's obviously, you know, if you want to come join a monthly retainer, it could be $1,000 a month if you want. But if you want to go with another 6 month campaign, another round, we are more than happy to charge you $2,500 and nothing more for the next 6 months too.
Okay.
So, and I believe in a matter of 3 months, the ROI of the campaign is, you know, easily achievable. So, you know, if you're looking at, let's say, maybe 30 to 50 deals a month from the SEO campaign, your ROI is probably out. And because I know for a fact that, you know, a single cost could roughly, a single job could probably be somewhere between $100 to $300, ranging up to maximum of $2,000 to $5,000. And you never know what's coming through that door because, you know, there's obviously any sort of traffic available. So, you know, you might even have the ability to score a better job. And within a matter of, let's say, 10 to 15 contracts, the ROI is out.
Right. Okay. is there anything else you need to go over? I mean, we're not going to make a decision right this second. We're going to discuss it, and we'll email you back.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not a problem. Whenever you make the decision, do let me know. I would have a couple of discounts available too, because you know, we're on specials too, and we also make sure that, you know, our clients are getting the most value out of the money that they've actually paid. So that's something that we do.
Okay.
Okay, and you know, if you have any questions, feel free to actually discuss this with me. I would like to share, you know, all of the reports that we've compiled for a couple of our clients to show you how, the traffic that we help them acquire, all the things that we do. And if you're interested in learning more about the process, you can give me a call back and obviously discuss. The best part is that your dad has done this in the past and he believes in it, and I believe in it too because I've helped a lot of clients get to where they want to be, especially in terms of their financial goals. So that's something that I can obviously do for you too. So you know, that's obviously something that can be done. And you say that, you know, the thing is, the fact that, you know, you're obviously going to discuss this first, and obviously, you know, the decision won't be made as soon as possible. What could potentially be a time when I could reach out to you and hear from you if you've made a decision?
What do you think?
It doesn't even have to be the decision. Even if you want to discuss it with me, you can give me a call.
Calendar here. Give me a second. Today's the
This week is busy with work.
Yeah. You know what? Give me a call back. Give us a call back on the 1 week. Give us a call back on the 16th.
16th, okay. And what time would work best on the 16th?
I mean, you can shoot for the 7 o'clock, and we'll hopefully we had a longer day than normal today. So
it's like 4 o'clock.
Susan's saying it's like 4 o'clock your time. It's about 7 here, so.
8:30,
yeah, it's 8:30 here now, but initially you were trying to call at 7,
that's
which
right.
is 4 your time. So
that works.
All right.
Yeah. give you a call by 4. Until then, if you have any questions at all, anything you'd like to learn from me, I'm more than happy to provide you as much value as possible, okay?
All right.
All right, sounds like a plan. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm very hopeful to have another discussion with you, Jesse.
All righty. Have a good night, sir.
You too. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.